GMB conference, leadership must rise to challenges. Socialist Party members in the GMB. Delegates meet in Brighton from the 4th of June for the GMB Union's annual Congress. Since Congress last met in June 2022, we've seen a surge in class struggle in response to the sharpest attack on our living standards in 50 years. These strikes have put trade unions back on the map, giving confidence to millions, and inspiring a new generation of workers. As in other unions, GMB strike action has seen significant victories and a new wave of workers joining and stepping up as reps to organize pickets. The fight for pay and union recognition at Amazon marks a new era of militant organizing in the growing gig economy. With inflation untamed, and Tory policy of hiking interest rates pushing the economy towards recession, the battles are set to continue. A weak and divided Tory government has responded with even more oppressive anti-trade union legislation, and trying to divide the working class through racist anti-migrant policies. Recently, the GMB3 faced court action over picketing in East Sussex. Now trade unions and members will face potential legal action for defying the new minimum service legislation. As workers and delegates face the challenges and ask what is needed to win, it is vital the GMB is part of a coordinated response both in fighting for inflation-proofed pay rises and in defense of any trade unionist attacked under the new legislation. That should include preparations for a 24-hour general strike should any action be taken against strikers and their trade unions. The attacks on GMB members at ASDA enforcing a new worse contract are an indication of the challenges ahead. A new round of national pay bargaining in local government and the ongoing crisis in the NHS show the need for the GMB to offer a fighting lead to members who are suffering low pay, rather than advocate acceptance of inadequate deals as has happened so far. The union must also coordinate with other unions in those sectors. No cuts budgets. These issues also show the need to link this pay fight for political demands. Motion 151 instructs GMB to make a clear call on Labour councils to fight a new round of cuts and set needs budgets to protect jobs and services. After Congress, we must make sure the Central Executive Council implements this motion, if passed. GMB members desperately want to get the Tories out in a general election, yet there were significant abstentions in the mayor local elections. No wonder, given Starmer's unwillingness to back our strikes, and reneging on pledges for the nationalization of energy and other utilities. Political voice. It is clear that a Labour government led by Starmer has no intention of offering solutions to the poverty, inequality and public services crisis we face. Starmer's blocking of Jeremy Corbyn as a Labour candidate was disgracefully supported by GMB delegates on Labour's national executive. That is why we call for a debate in the union on how to win real political representation. GMB and all unions must give clear backing to Corbyn should he stand in Islington North. The Socialist Party calls for the trade unions to mount a workers' list for the general election, to fight for a voice in Parliament that argues for socialist policies, to tackle the economic crisis Starmer is most likely to inherit, applying the pressure of the workers' movement to Starmer. The storms of the last year will not abate. This year's GMB Congress must now face those challenges head-on, mobilizing coordinated strike action with other unions, and seize the opportunity to drive this hated Tory government from office. GMB has previously adopted policies on renationalization of utilities, ending outsourcing in the public sector, and repealing Tory anti-union laws. Now let's fight for those to become reality.